On July 29, the Cambodian elections will take place with Prime Minister Hun Sen running unopposed and is set to extend his 33-year rule. Cambodians have increasingly become frustrated at Hun Sen's dictatorship-like rule. Dara Kayev is the Vice President of the Cambodian Australian Federation. He told The Wire's Alex Jacobs the impact of the Hun Sen government on the Cambodian population in the lead-up to the election.
It's been very oppressive. Hun Sen himself shut down independent media, and also towards the end of last year, he dissolved the main opposition in Cambodia, which is very bizarre. It's very unusual for the history of democratics in Cambodia. It just shows him that he is purely a dictator.
Hun Sen has been in power since 1985, and that is unlikely to change. Does Cambodia still have a democracy?
It is a fake democracy. The UN held the first real election, the most transparent election was back in 1993. But ever since then, Hun Sen was able to cling on to power through his dictatorship style, you know, killing his political opponents and threat to intimidate all the opposition, the activists and the Cambodian people who actually support the opposition, the pro-democracy party.
And it seems, especially in the lead-up, each time another party has come up to power or come to challenge him, he's brought in some rule or he's even put them in jail to ensure there's no one to run against him. Can you explain a little bit more about what has happened to the opposition parties?
The opposition party at the moment is completely dissolved and they are banned from running a political campaign or running a party. The MPs are banned from political involvement in the next 5 years as well. There's no real challenge for Hun Sen at this stage.
So what influence has the CPP had on media freedom in Cambodia? Are there still independent media sources?
No. So at the moment, the main four independent media, including Radio Free Asia, the Voice of America, and two other independent medias, which is run by the pro-democracy from overseas, from America and so on, you know, shut down. Shut down since the start of this year, and someone was shut down sometime last year. So at the moment, the only free media that opposition able to have access to or able to promote their campaign, social media, Facebook.
Locally in Australia, there are some protests planned. What is happening nationally and where can people find information on the protests?
The Cambodian community across the world will take part in these protests on the 28th and 29th. Across Australia will be three major states. There's Melbourne, Adelaide and Sydney. So we will take part in this protest, calling on Cambodian people back home to boycott the election, and also calling on Australia government to not to accept the coming election result.
What do you believe the outcome will be of this Sunday? What do you think? Will anything change? Will it stay the same?
Most people believe that this election will be fake and sham, and obviously Hun Sen will take government again, but it will not recognise his government. And we will call on to the international community not to recognise it, not to legitimise it. It's very behind to the rest of the world, the style of leadership in Cambodia at the moment, as in compare it to the modern leadership of democracy, of democratic society around the world. And we cannot stand any longer because he's been running in the country for nearly 40 years and we need to expose this dictatorship style in Cambodia.
Dara Kayev, Vice President of the Cambodia-Australian Federation, speaking to The Wire's Alex Jacobs. The protest in Australia will take place this Saturday at three locations, Parliament House in Adelaide, Springvale Town Hall in Melbourne and the Cambodian Temple at Bonnyrigg in Sydney.